And as we tease going into the break, we have a bit of an announcement with some special guests, I'll tell you. Maybe I'll just say what the special announcement is, and then we're going to talk about it. I think that's the way to go. We here at Sportsnet 960 The Fan are adding another team to our stable. We are going to, you know, we do Flames, we do the Hitmen, we've done the Roughnecks, we do World Juniors, the Blue Jays, NFL. Well, we're going to add one more hockey team to our little stable here. It's going to be the Calgary Inferno Hockey right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, and it starts on Sunday. How about that? And to talk about it, we have our very own Sandra Persina, who works for our sister station over at 660 News, who is going to be the voice of the Inferno on Sportsnet 960. Have you been in the studio before, Sandra?
I have been here once, and that was to discuss Croatia's run at the World Cup. You know what? I'm lying. I talked about the Women's World Cup a couple of years back.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about Canada and how they were doing and when we hosted in 2015, and then this summer when Croatia went on its run as a Canadian-Croatian, okay. I kind of gave my perspective, but I tend to stay away from this area of the building for
some reason.
There's no
beer or pizza in here right now, so we thought we'd clean it up because we had some guests coming in. So, yes, Calgary Inferno Women's Hockey. It's the Canadian women, what is the league? Give me this.
So the CWHL,
yes.
So the Canadian Women's Hockey League. And we have a team here in Calgary, as you said, and they are the Calgary Inferno.
And they play usually at Winsport, is that correct?
Yeah, usually Winsport Arena A over in the Mark and McPhail Center. And I think people find it familiar because that's where Hockey Canada is based out of. So you'll see a lot of paraphernalia and logos and stuff from Hockey Canada. And it is a wonderful facility. It's just such an ideal place to get that place pumped up for hockey. And there we've also hosted a lot of Canada-USA friendlies leading up to Olympics, and a lot of training camps are there for our national team.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the heartbeat of hockey in this, not only in this city, but I would say in this country.
Absolutely. So we're going to do a game on Sunday, and it's an early start. It's 10:30 a.m., so we're going to be live on the radio, and you are going to do the play-by-play. Now, you've done play-by-play before for the stream for the Inferno, is that correct?
Yeah, so this will be year number 3 in terms of the streaming that I've done.
Oh, you're a pro then.
Well.
Right?
Yeah, you guys can be the judge of that, I guess, come Sunday, but it'll be interesting. This will be the first going into radio. So this is a bit of a different beast because
I think we're the first team in this league to ever do this.
And I believe that we are. I haven't seen it anywhere else. There is a team out in Toronto. I'm not sure what they do, if they have any radio coverage, but I believe we are the first team. And I don't want to take all the credit myself because I've had a really great color commentator with me on this ride, Jenna Cunningham. She used to play for the Calgary Inferno. She's now retired. I believe she works as a teacher, if I'm not mistaken. But she is a wonderful, wonderful person to have beside me because she offers so much great insight into this team. She understands the league very well. She's seen it grow. It's in its 11th season now. She was there in the very beginning. I believe they were the Alberta Honey Badgers, if I'm not mistaken. So that she's seen the league grow from its inception. So it's such a pleasure to have her with me. So she'll be along for the ride, and we'll have some fun. I hope people come out and support this team because we've got Olympians at our doorstep, literally here in our city.
There's a couple of things we're going to do. We're going to do some games play-by-play wise, obviously. We'll start on Sunday at 10:30. They are playing the Rays, which is the team from China. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So that's happening at 10:30 face-off. We'll have it live for you on Sportsnet 960 The Fan and on our app and streaming and all that kind of stuff. So there's a million different ways, but we'd love people to kind of go and see it live as well. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So that's what's happening. We'll also have a show called Inside the Inferno, which is going to be a bit of a magazine style show, similar to, well, I mean, you've heard different things, Combat Central, for instance, and these shows that we do on weekends that are very specific to a certain sport. And, Brad Curl's Hitman Hour, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be a 30-minute version of that, hosted by you.
Yeah.
And you will be, we'll have that online as well. So if people miss it on a Saturday morning, no problem. You can just kind of download, go to the old website and give her a listen that way. So, and what are you planning for that show?
Yeah, for me, it's about telling the journey of these athletes. So it's not necessarily about statistics and analytics and numbers and those kinds of things that we tend to focus on with, let's say, the NHL or other leagues. I want to be able to tell the stories of the people on the ice, behind the bench, in the front office. They have such unique backgrounds, yeah. How they got into the sports. A lot of players, sure, they haven't played at an international level, but they have wonderful U sport careers or NCAA mm-hmm. careers. And the way that these women are balancing their lives, because remember, this is not a full-time job for them. Many of them are still going to school.
Yeah.
Other ones are working full-time. The games are on the weekends, so they sacrifice personal relationships, basically everything else. Yeah. So yeah, they work Monday to Friday.
They're not doing it for the money.
No. And they're squeezing in training and sessions, blackboard sessions and looking at videotape and all that while they're working full time, some trying to raise families. So there's just so many unique stories. We have a lot of Alberta-based players. We have players who are international, not only on Calgary, but across the league. So I think there's just so many stories to tell, and that's Inside the Inferno. We'll focus on that. So my hope is just give a little recap of how the week went. Calgary was in Montreal this mm-hmm. weekend. I don't want to spill the beans if we're going to share that a little bit later in this segment here, and we'll preview what's happening yep. that weekend, and then we're going to have some interviews. So we're going to tell some
awesome.
Stories.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That is Sandra Priscina. She is the voice of the Calgary Inferno right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Our first game ever is coming up on Sunday at 10:30. We'll do that as the Inferno take on the Rays from China. And we'll have the game for you. We'll have it online as well. And we have another special guest. We have two other special guests, so we're just going to get to them right now. I met you about 2 months ago, and I came up with a crazy idea, and I said... It's Kristen Haig, who is, you are the general manager. Is that your official title?
Yes, official title is general manager, okay. But I have lots of other, tasks that I take care of, but we don't need to get into all of those.
So I sent an email saying, let's just see what we can do. And so we thought, well, no one's ever done this before, like on a major sports station. I thought, let's do this. It's time. And we've worked a few things out. So tell me your involvement with the team. I imagine if the players aren't making a pile of money, you're probably doing this because you want to do it too. This is a passion project for you, I can tell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been in love with the game my whole life as a player up until just a couple of years ago, and then decided to stay involved in the management side of things. Fortunately, as the league grows, they have been able to offer a little bit more staff support.
Yeah.
These are necessary things to keep everything moving, but just same as the players, this is not my full-time job. It's a side gig, and I just really enjoy doing it.
Well, this is cool. We're gonna give this league and this team a little more exposure. And Kristen, can you tell me a little bit, everybody, about this league? Because when I say a team from China, and you talk about road trips, and you talk about a team in Boston and Montreal, the team, it's not like the Western League where you get on a bus and you go 2 hours and you can go play a couple different teams. It's not like that at all. This is an amazing commitment.
Yeah, I mean, particularly, and I don't want to say that the other teams don't have to battle the travel as much as we do, but just in terms of a little background on the setup of the league, we have the one team in Calgary.
Yeah.
There's two teams in the Greater Toronto Area. So there's Toronto Furies and the Markham Thunder. And then there's a team out of Boston. Well, it's now out of Worcester.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. And then Montreal. So anywhere that the Inferno go, we are flying. And they're usually trying to book the travel to, cut into people's work schedules as little as possible.
Yeah.
So, the team went on a pretty exhausting, run out this weekend and getting back late last night, and they'll be back on the ice for practice tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah.
It's neat. They're neat stories, and that's what we want to share. And the hockey's really good too. I think we should kind of, people kind of forget that. It's really high pace, really high tempo, and highly skilled. I mean, there's a lot of amazing passing and skill plays that, very unique to that brand of hockey.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I played, and I guess more the crux of my pro career was probably back in the mid 2000s. And just in the last 10 to 15 years, the level of skill has gone up astronomically. And so You know, just watching the team the other night, we were playing a midget AAA boys team, and I mean, our team was controlling the play, moving the puck, you know, dictating everything out there, which was just pretty unbelievable to see.
Do we have Shannon on the phone, Will? Yes?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Has been on hold the entire time.
Oh, I probably should have known that, hey? Are you new? Hey, Shannon, how are you?
Hello.
How are things?
Awesome.
Tell us about, I'll give you like a real sports radio question to start off. So you split with Montreal. How did you think the weekend went?
Actually, we're really excited about the weekend. I wish you could have seen the first game. It was comical. We've thrown new systems at our team. I mean, we have players from our team, from Team Canada, Team USA, Team Finland, and we're using systems and things they've never seen before. So it's new and it's fun, but it was quite comical because it was there was a lot of two-on-ones and breakaways against both teams because both teams were playing transition, high-tempo game, first game of the year. So the poor goalies on both ends had two-on-ones against them, breakaways. It was in the coaching world, we call it, it's a joke saying defense is optional. So everything was about offense, and the goalies had to handle the defense, and we made a lot of mistakes, and it was an unbelievably great game, though. It was a 2-1 game. It was so close. And then we made some adjustments, really just three adjustments that were key for the next game, too, and we won that game. And our defense was better, and so was Montreal's, and we dictated the tempo. It was fast. We play a possession game. And I'm very, very happy with our first two games just coming out of the gate.
So the team is up and running for a new season, and now you have a new challenge coming up this weekend with the team from China. How have they, improved over the years as they've obviously a little later to the game, to the female game than obviously the Americans and Canadians, but are they catching up?
Well, with regards to the Chinese players themselves, they're a long ways behind the Canadians and the Americans, for example, because Canadians and Americans are the best in the world, as everybody knows. But what they've done is they've been bringing in players from North America and coaches and putting a lot of resources behind their program. So they have the Chinese players playing with the North American players, elevating the game for everybody, but creating an exceptional hockey team. I mean, they just swept Toronto this past weekend, and Toronto's good. And China, in net, ironically, has a goalie from Team Finland, and she's been deemed the best female goalie in the world. So Team China is going to be a very, very good opponent.
Well, that's interesting. It's kind of like the reverse of what you see in male hockey in Europe, where they get some, like, ringers from North America to come in to help them out a little bit. So it's kind of the female version of that. That's awesome. What for people that are getting, okay, I'm going to come out on the weekend, I'm going to check it out. What is the, what's the big sell line when you talk about Inferno Hockey, when, you know, obviously entertaining for the family, affordable, we can talk about those things. But from an on-ice perspective, if you had to kind of describe it in a sentence or two, what would you say, Shannon?
Well, people will love it. If they come and give it a chance, they'll fall in love with not only the way we play the game, but the players. They'll get to know the players on the team. And the way that we're playing this year, because we have a lot of talent and because it's time for the Olympians to have something new and fresh in their life, we're playing a tempo game that's about possession. And so we're going to have possession of the puck for most of the game versus dump and chase. So if we go to enter the offensive zone and we don't have a good entry with speed and control, we're going to just circle back, give it back to our D, we're going to regroup, and we're going to come up the ice together with speed versus dump, chase, bang around in the corner on the walls. Which is kind of boring hockey. So we're going to have possession. We're going to have speed. We're going to create plays. You'll see lots of great playmaking. And I believe that we're going to dictate the tempo with almost every single opponent that we play. We tried to do that with Montreal, and they were very fast. They had a great transition game, as do we. So I would say both Montreal and Calgary were dictating the tempo in that game. But it's the way we are going to play, and I know that people are going to find it exciting. We're playing a system called the Torpedo. It's entertaining. So it's entertaining for the fans. It's creative, and it's fun for the players to play.
Well, we look forward to it. We're going to have our first radio broadcast this Sunday. Looking forward to it. Shannon, thanks for the time. Kristen, if people want to know more information about the Inferno, you got a website. You're probably on Twitter. Let's get all that out.
Okay, so calgaryinferno.ca.
Okay.
The CWHL Inferno is our Twitter handle.
Okay.
And also our Instagram as well. Facebook, we're just the Calgary Inferno, we have a page as well. So.
All right. So here we go. And the story is going to be told by Sandra Persina. Now, once again, you're going to do the play-by-play on Sunday, 10:30 a.m., bright and early.
Bright and early.
Right? You're going to be just ready to go. And you also have Inside the Inferno, which is going to be a magazine show, and that debuts on Saturday.
It's on Saturday, yeah. And like you mentioned, if you can't catch it during the live hour, you can, of course, hopefully download it or
go to the Mighty website. That's what we like people to do.
That's right.
Okay, we really appreciate you coming in. It's going to be fun. I wanted to make a big announcement. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about the Inferno right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.